It seems to me that they usually think matzah. Matzah is like the visible symbol of Pesach. Our experience of Pesach, you know, bein l'tov, bein, sometimes people don't like it so much, you know, is matzah. It's the mitzvah halayla of the Leil HaSeder. It's actually the only mitzvah of achila that we can fulfill nowadays on a deraisa level. And of course, the entire holiday. So we're just trying to find new things to do with matzah. You know, matzah with cream cheese, matzah with this, matzah with something else. So that's what seems to me, that matzah is the visible symbol of this holiday. So let's talk a little bit about the union of matzah. And specifically as follows. We all know there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Leil HaSeder. What about the rest of the holiday? Are we fulfilling a mitzvah when we go ahead and we eat matzah? You have that matzah and cream cheese sandwich. Are you fulfilling a mitzvah the rest of the holiday? Or is just that nebuch? We got nothing else to eat. So what are you going to eat? Just potatoes? You can't put cream cheese and potatoes never went over so well. So we have nothing to eat, so we eat matzah. Is it a mitzvah after the first night of Pesach? That's the question that we're going to discuss right now in this little shiur. So look on your Daf Mekoros. And let's read a few psukim together. First, before we do anything else, we have to read Chumash. Okay, so we're going to read a few psukim. Any volunteers to read a pasuk? Go ahead, Daniel. Okay, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. This is something you probably heard about just now when you were baking matzos. For those who were just baking matzos, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. You have to guard the matzos, make sure they don't become chametz. And there's the concept of matzah shmura. Maybe that also, according to some, that means as well, some Rishonim, that means you have to be made l'chavana, l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Okay, good. Ushmartem es ha-matzos ha-dor seichem. Next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Ches, go ahead. Okay, so far, all we have here, the first time the Torah discusses it, which is what we read yesterday in Parsha Chodesh, all it says is, Ba'erev tochlu matzos. On the 14th of Nisan, in the evening, so that's Leil Tezvav, tochlu matzos, Ba'erev tochlu matzos, there's a mitzvah, aseh min ha-Torah, to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. What about anything beyond that? So now we have to look at a couple of more parashiyos in Chumash. So we go to source number 2. Any other volunteers? What's that? All right, Shragi, go ahead. So you keep Chag HaMatzos. And what are you going to do? Shivas yomim tocha matzos kasher tzivisicha. What does that mean?
Eat matzah for 7 days.
So the Torah goes ahead and says, eat matzah for how long?
7 days.
So it seemed pretty posh that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days. Look at source number 3. This is from Parashas Re'eh. And Sefer Dvarim. So Leinu Chumash. Anybody else? Shimon. Yeah, here it says that you eat matzah for how long? None of you guys have makorishis. There's not enough. Maybe a couple people can share, and we'll have some people in that row also can have. Look, sir. Okay. Very good. So in this pasuk, how many days do you eat matzah for according to this pasuk?
6 days.
6 days to eat matzahs. So we got a problem. In source number 2, the Torah told us to eat matzah for 7 days. And source number 3, the Torah says, eat matzah for?
Sure.
6 days. So what's going on here? Anybody know what the Gemara says about this? We're about to see it. No, not Chutz Laaretz. So number 4. So the Gemara, this is the very end of Maseches Pesachim. Daf Kuf Chof. So the Gemara discusses this issue. So check out source number 4 here. Tanya Kavase Derava. Any brave volunteers want to read the Gemara? Yeah? Don't be shy, fellas. Go ahead, what's your name?
Elliot,
go for it, Elliot. Okay, so it says, so there's a braisa, Tanya Kavasi de Rava, a braisa in accordance with Rava's opinion, that from the pasuk that we just read, Shesh is Yom Tov HaMatzos, so just like the seventh day you don't have to eat matzah, because it only says eat for 6 days. So the seventh day is a reshus. You don't have to. So too, The last 6 days are rishos. How do we get to that? So this continue on. The Gemara will explain this. How does this work? So it's actually Lil Amei to teach. So does that sound familiar to anybody? Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So Kol Davar Shaya Bichlal. Let's understand what this means. We say this sometimes with Rabbi Shmuel. These 13 principles that we don't even have any idea what they're talking about. So Kol Davar Shaya Bichlal. Something that was included in a broad category. V'yatza min haklal. And then it became an exception. It was excluded. Lo lilamed al atzmo yatza. It wasn't excluded just to teach something about itself. It was excluded to tell me something about the entire cloud. So the Torah says, eat matzah for 7 days. Then it says, eat matzah for 6 days. So the seventh day is excluded. So you don't have to eat matzah on the seventh day. So that teaches you that you really don't have to eat matzah on the other 6 days either. Really, it's all a rishus. The seventh, eating matzah is a rishus. If you want to, you can eat matzah. If you don't want to, you don't have to eat matzah. What's that?
Including by the Seder.
Oh, so that's the next question in Gemara. Go ahead, Elliot. So maybe you'll say also the first night is a rishus. The whole thing is just a rishus. All 7 days of Pesach is a rishus. Go ahead.
Oh.
Okay, so what we end up saying is like this. That when the Torah says, eat matzah for 7 days, that's not a mitzvah. That's a rishus. The Torah asked chametz, but it allows you to eat matzah. Okay? But so far we have no mitzvah to eat matzah. No, or at least no obligation to eat matzah. Comes along, the Torah, the Gemara says, we have other psukim. Be'erev tochlu matzos. Okay, al matzos umrom yochlu. So that applies to the Seder night. So we end up with is that the Seder night is a mitzvah to eat matzah. And you're obligated to do so. And the rest of the time, it's a rishus. If you want to eat matzah, gesinta eat. If you don't want to eat matzah, you don't have to have matzah. So far, so good? Okay. So what does this leave us with? The rest of the holiday, after the first night, eating matzah is just in case you like it? Is there any kiyum whatsoever? So the truth is that there's a word here which we need to understand. And that is the word rishus. And the word rishus can mean more than one thing. Okay, what does it mean? It means what? Okay, it means optional, something which is optional. It's an option. Does that mean that if you do so, that there's no kiyum a mitzvah? What's that? For what? Where was matzah an example? You're saying with the blind chachamim. Okay, so you're using the blind. So, but that's a case where a person, you have mitzvos, but there's a person who's exempt from mitzvos, but he can opt in. It doesn't mean every dvar rishus. Lots of things are dvar rishus. We refer to drinking coffee as a dvar rishus. Do I get a mitzvah if I do it? No, not at all.
Right.
So how do you... Oh, so is there an example where you can think of where the word rishus doesn't just mean something neutral? It means something positive, but not obligatory. So you gave the example of Mariv. What does the Gemara say about Mariv?
Mariv is Rishus.
Tfilas Arvis Rishus. It's a Rishus, the Davin Mariv. Option. So what does that mean, that it's an option? So I gave you here on the source sheet, on number 5. This is the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah Maseches Brachos. Okay, and there are really two different, very different pshatim in the Rishonim. How to understand what the Gemara says, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So Rabbeinu Yonah starts with the following question. What's the halacha if a person skips Maariv? So what do you do? What's that?
He doesn't repeat it.
So what do you mean you don't repeat it?
The next one.
In the morning, Shacharis. So the truth is, we do Tashlumin. We do it. Yeah. We do Tashlumin. You make it up Maariv. So the Tosfos wonders, and Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah quotes as well over here, why? I didn't have to daven Maariv anyway. I didn't have to daven Maariv to begin with. It's a rishus. So why would I make it up? Furthermore, tomorrow night, Rosh Chodesh. Let's say that tomorrow night, you skip Yala v'Yavo in Shimon Esrei.
Oh,
so now what? Do you repeat Shimon Esrei?
No.
Did not repeat Shimon Esrei. Why not? What does the Gemara say? Who knows? What does the Gemara say? Get too fancy. What does the Gemara say at the end of the fourth paragraph of Brachos? How come you don't repeat Shimon Esrei at night? That's not what the Gemara says.
It's a good
guess. That's not what the Gemara. Maybe that's Rabbeinu Yonah wonders why the Gemara didn't say that. What does the Gemara say? Hey, didn't you learn fourth paragraph of Brachos this year?
Oh, because you don't be mekadesh at night.
Oh, very good. Ein mekadeshes achodesh belayla. That's why. That's what the Gemara says. So come along the Rishonim and they say, hold on a second. What do you mean? Let's say they did do kiddush achodesh at night. I still shouldn't have to repeat. You know why? I don't have to daven Maariv to begin with anyway. So there's two answers in the Rishon, which Rabbeinu Yonah here quotes. Two answers. Okay? Check it out. Source number 5, the last two paragraphs. Okay? You got it? Everyone has a place? Here we go. V'tireitz ba'alachos gedolos, the Baha'i. De'af al gav, the tefilas arvis rishos. Even though it's a rishos, nonetheless, since we all, he phrased it as an individual thing, but since Klal Yisrael collectively has accepted it as an obligation, so it becomes obligatory. So it's no longer optional. It used to be optional. Now it's not an option. Okay, but what does this rishos, what the word rishos mean? Totally optional. Look here in the last paragraph. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zokein Zal Mitzaretz, Binyanach, Yoser Nochom. This is Rabbeinu Yonah prefers this answer. D'chi amrina d'tfilas arvis rishus. When we said it's arvis is a rishus, eino rotza lomar shim yirtza lo yispalos aklal. That doesn't mean that if you don't feel like davening, you don't have to daven. That was never true. Even in the time of the Gemara, that wasn't true. Elo rotza lomar she'eino chova k'mo yotzer mincha. It just means it's not the same level of obligation as shachris and mincha. Yotzer is a reference to shachris. The mitzvah legabe chova. Rishus Karile. It's a relative term. Tfilas Arvis Rishus is just a relative term. It means that Ma'ariv compared to certain other things is not as stringent. Tosa says if you have a different mitzvah that comes along versus Ma'ariv, which one are you going to do first? You'll do the other mitzvah. Okay, but not that it was optional. So the word Rishus is not such an easy word to define. Sometimes it means totally optional. And it's just a neutral activity. Sometimes it means, really, it's something you're mechuyev to do. Like you're mechuyev to daven ma'ariv, according to this opinion, even in the time of the Gemara. But it's just not as big a chiyev as something else. Or maybe it could mean something in between, that you're not mechuyev, but it's a good thing. You're mekayim a mitzvah. Okay, so just because the Gemara says that after the first night of Pesach, eating matzah is a rishus, doesn't mean that we really understand what it's all about. Okay, now we have to try to define what does the Gemara mean by Rishus in this particular context. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Alrighty? So again, put things in perspective. The Gemara said that eating matzah first night of Pesach is a absolute obligation, a mitzvah, deraisa, and we do that at the Seder. Okay, what about the rest of Pesach? One pasuk sounds like you have to eat matzah all 7 days. Another pasuk says, no, 6 days. So Gemara comes out with a drasha and says, no. It's a rishus after the first night. So now we're trying to figure out what does the word rishus mean. We demonstrated that the word rishus can mean different things. Okay? So now our job is to figure out what does rishus mean. So let me ask you a question. Maybe you know something from your previous knowledge. Is there any comparison? Maybe we can try to figure out based on other things that we know that Pesach is comparable to, and we can sort of induce it. Go ahead and work backwards. Does the Gemara compare the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach to any other mitzvahs? A very famous comparison, yeah?
Sukkah.
What do we say? What's the comparison? The famous Gzeres Shavah. Chamisha Asar, Chamisha Asar. Very good, yes?
Isn't it by Sukkah, it's the other way around, that you learn Sukkah from matzah?
That's correct. We learn Sukkah from matzah.
Yeah.
So what do we learn about Sukkah from matzah?
The fact that you're, just like you're chayav to eat matzah on the first night, so too you're chayav to sin.
Okay, so the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, it's on your Makor sheet in source number 8, that just like you're obligated to eat matzah the first night, and after that it's a rishos, so too, you're obligated to eat in the Sukkah the first night, And after that, it's a rishus. So we learn from matzah to sukkah. Question is, can we also go the other way around? And once the Gemara is making that comparison, is it just that we're learning, we're projecting matzah onto sukkah to a certain degree? Or, you know, maybe if the Gemara is comparing them, that means it's like a real comparison. Even if you're just viewing it as projecting matzah onto sukkah, well, if we go ahead and look at the result of sukkah, we can see what was being projected onto it. Right? What's the din when it comes to sukkah? So first thing, you have to eat in the sukkah. After that, what's the din? So rishus. What does rishus mean?
You still have to eat all your food in the sukkah.
So what does it mean that it's a rishus?
Oh,
so you don't have to eat.
Yeah.
Or you could just get by on snack food. But if you go ahead and you eat, then you have to eat it in the sukkah. It doesn't mean that the mitzvah of sukkah doesn't exist after the first night. It certainly exists. Right? But you don't have to go ahead and eat. It's only if you want to eat, then you have to eat in the sukkah. And are you mekayim a mitzvah if you do that?
Yeah.
For sure you're mekayim a mitzvah. Give me a proof that you're mekayim a mitzvah.
Say a bracha.
Leishei basukkah. You say a bracha of leishei basukkah the entire holiday, anytime you go into the sukkah, to eat a meal. Right? So maybe that could indicate that when it comes to matzah, it might be the same thing, that you're mechuyev on the first night. After that, if you don't want to eat matzah, you don't have to eat matzah, but if you do, then you get a mitzvah. Maybe that would be a good companion. Maybe this could be a raya. There really is a mitzvah after the first night. Have you ever heard of anyone making a bracha after the first night on matzah, parallel to Leishei Basukkah, the rest of Sukkot? Never heard of it. We don't make a bracha. We don't make alachilas matzah every time we eat matzah the whole Pesach. Why not? Maybe that's an indication that the comparison doesn't go, yeah?
Isn't there an idea that like you can technically go after that first night the entire week without eating any matzah, but you can't go the entire week without spending any time in the sukkah?
Very good. Very excellent. Very, very good. So that comes from source number 9. What's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew quotes for us a Balamor. Let's look at the Balamor together in source number 9, okay? It's really on the second side of the page. So it says as follows. V'yesh sholin ba'achilas matzah matam einon mevarchin alei kol shiva k'moshim mevarchin al sukkah kol shiva. How come we don't make a bracha on matzah all 7 days the way that we make a bracha on sukkah all 7 days? Da'gamrinon me'adodi. We learn them from each other. The Gemara compares the two mitzvahs. Shilayla rishon chova mikan ve'elach rishus bein b'matzah bein b'sukkah ki de'isa b'perek ha'yoshein. Second paragraph of sukkah. So he says as follows. V'yesh la'shiv. That means we can answer. L'fisha adam yachol b'shar yolim lama b'lo achilas matzah. V'yenizom b'oriz v'dochan v'chol minei peros. Obviously the Balamor didn't hold from the Isra of Kineos. So the person could go through the whole rest of Pesach and never eat matzah. He'll just eat rice and all kinds of other things. Ma'she'en kein b'sukkah. She'en yachol lamod b'lo she'en o'gimu yomim. V'chayev lishom b'sukkah l'tayel ba. So he says, when it comes to sukkahs, you're obligated not only to eat, you can theoretically get along on snack food also for the rest of the holiday. But you have to also sleep in the sukkah. You can't go without sleeping for more than 3 days. What's that? You have even shayna sarai to sleep in the sukkah. So therefore, you're going to have to go out of the mitzvah sukkah, so there's a bracha. Now, the Balamor, what's the Balamor essentially answering? What's he telling us here? What's his answer? When do you make a bracha on a mitzvah?
When you have to do it.
When you have to do it. Okay, the Balamor is saying you make a bracha when you have to do it. When you have a mitzvah which you have to do. Now, it doesn't matter, apparently, why you have to do it. You're not mechuyev to sleep in the sukkah midine, you know, you're not mechuyev to go to sleep midine hilchas sukkah. You just can't avoid going to sleep at some point. You're going to sleep. And then in Mela, you're going to be chayav to sleep in a sukkah.
What do you hold that woman?
Right, 1 second. But in terms of the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of sukkah, is there a difference between them according to Balamor?
No
difference. They're the same. You're not chayav to go ahead and to do it, but if you do so, you get a mitzvah. It just happens to be the technicalities of hilchas brachas are that since I have to end up eventually sleeping and then make a mitzvah sukkah. So therefore, anytime I go into the sukkah, I make a bracha. Since I'm not going to have to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah after the first night, I don't make a bracha on Mrs. Matzah. Yeah? Okay. But you see that according to the Baal Mor, you're Mekayim a Mitzvah. Otherwise, what would his answer have been to his question? Her question doesn't grow off the ground. Look in source number 10, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham addresses the same question. Masha'ein mevarchin al matzah kol zayin, hainu mishum she'ein mitzvah b'achilaso. Pretty simple. Right? So how come we don't make a bracha when we eat matzah the whole holiday? Because you only make a bracha on mitzvahs. This is not a mitzvah. El ha'shein ochel chametz, masha'ein kem sukkah. It's just that you're not eating chametz, okay? But that's not a, it's no mitzvah to eat matzah. Magen Avraham says the whole question doesn't go off the ground. There is no mitzvah of matzah after the first night. So there's no difference if you eat potatoes or if you eat matzah, as long as you avoid chametz. That's good. Right, the Baal Mor, the fact that the Baal Mor has to give this whole discussion, you can't go without sleeping, but you can go without it. He's assuming, of course, as a Dabar Pasha, that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah. So this is a machlokas. If you turn back over to the first side, in source number 6, look at the Sefer HaChinuch. You guys familiar with the Sefer HaChinuch? So the Sefer HaChinuch starts off each mitzvah. He just gives you a definition of the mitzvah. What does he say here? Someone read it for us. Who wants to read? Raise your hand. Hands, hands. Okay. Max. Okay, that's it. I gave you a dot, 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 but he doesn't give anything more substantive for our discussion. He says, you know what the mitzvah of matzah is? Eating matzah on the night of the 15th of Nisan. That's the mitzvah. What do you think he holds about our discussion? That's it. After that, there's nothing. I would have said, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is, I bet you, I don't have it here, I don't have the exact lashon. I bet you if you look up the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of Sukkah, he says, the mitzvah of Sukkah is living your Sukkah for the entire Sukkahs. And there's an obligation to eat there on the first night. But he doesn't say that for Matzah. He could have said, it's a mitzvah to eat Matzah the entire 7 days of Pesach. And you have to go ahead and make sure to eat Kazayis on the first night. But he doesn't say that. He just says the mitzvah is first night. So we have a machlokas. The Sefer HaChinuch holds what? When's the mitzvah? Just the first night. After that, there's no difference between potatoes and matzah. The Magen Avraham also holds that. The Baal Mor, on the other hand, holds it is a mitzvah. I just don't have to do it. This is what we call a mitzvah. People often refer to it as a mitzvah kiyumis. Right, that there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv, but if you do it, then you are mekayim a mitzvah. You have any other examples of mitzvahs like that? It's not so common. Tzitzit. Okay. Tzitzit might not be the exact same thing. Because tzitzit, you're not mechuyev to do it, but you're not mechuyev to wear a four-cornered garment. Once you put on a four-cornered garment, then you have a chiyuv. It's not exactly the same, where there's no chiyuv, but you're mekayim. But we'll see. Maybe there is an opinion that says it's exactly like tzitzis. Yeah? Okay, that's probably the most common example. For a woman, she's not obligated, but if she does it, she gets a kima mitzvah. Oh, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, oh boy. Okay. So that's a discussion, right? Moshe Feinstein famously held that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. You get a mitzvah, but you're not mechuyev. If you don't do it, you're not over anything if you don't do it. And there are those, there are poskim who disagree with that, but it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah chiyuv. Yeah. I don't have the lashon here for you. Go check it out. There is a discussion within the Rambam. What does he hold about this issue? Okay, so this issue, even though we demonstrated it's machlokas harishonim, it's known in the world, okay, in yeshivas, it's known as the opinion of the Gra. He made it famous. Even though, really, we already saw the Baal Mor holds that there's a mitzvah the entire holiday. But if you look here in the Sefer, in source number 7, there's a quote from the Sefer Maaser Rav. Anybody know what the Sefer Maaser Rav is? Ever heard of it? It's the Gra. He didn't write it. It's a student of the Gra. Wrote up a whole Sefer of the Gra's opinions and his personal minhagim and stuff like that. So it says here is this, as follows. Shivas yamim tolcha matzos. Kol shiva mitzvah. A mitzvah all 7 days. Ve'eino kori lo rishus elo legabi laila rishona. Why is it called a rishus? Compared to the first night, it's a rishus. Because the first night is more of a chiyuv, it's a chiyuv. After that, it's optional. But it's a mitzvah. Sheichova. He says the first night is a chova. U'mitzvah legabi chova rishus kori lo. Okay, that's by the way the exact same lashon as we saw before in the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, lafa pichen mitzvah midaraisa hu. Nonetheless, it's a mitzvah midaraisa, the Gra says. So if you look, the opinion of the majority of the poskim seems to be that it's just a mitzvah on the first night. After that, it just happens to be you can't eat bread, so you may as well eat matzah. But the Gra is very famous as holding, and there are others who hold this way as well, that in fact, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. First night, it's a mitzvah chiyumis. And after that, it is a mitzvah kiyumis. By the way, derech agav, part of this discussion, in terms of proving from the Rishonim, etc., etc., gets involved in the whole issue of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Who here has a minhag to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Oh, not so popular? Oh, not some people. Okay. So, in Eretz Yisrael, the standard minhag is not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. In Chutz La'aretz, many people have the minhag to, and some people don't. So, what's the issue? So the Gemara says what?
I just don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay. Okay. So you have to find out. So what does it depend on? So the Gemara says that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontiv because tefillin is an os, and Shabbos and Yontiv is also an os. It's a sign of our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you don't need both. So the question is, what about Chol HaMoed? Is Chol HaMoed an os or not? The Gemara doesn't discuss it at all. So the Rishonim discuss it. So some Rishonim say, no, it's not an os. It doesn't have the same, it doesn't have an Isser Malacha, Minat Torah. It's also a discussion. And some say, no, it is an os. So those who say it is an os, they say the mitzvahs hachag still apply. Like what? Which mitzvahs apply in Chol HaMoed? On a Daraisa level? Sukkah applies. What about on Pesach? So there's different Rishonim say it differently. Tosas even says it differently in different places. In one place, Tosas says the Isur of Chometz still applies. So you see that it's an os. And a different place, Tosas says the mitzvah of matzah still applies. So you see that it's an os. So that's a discussion. Is Chol HaMoed an os? But you see, even from the way they formulate that issue, that same machlokas, is there a mitzvah of achilas matzah after the first day? Okay. Even if we assume that there is a mitzvah, achilas matzah, what is the nature of the mitzvah? And by understanding this, we'll have to understand several different possible nafka minas la'alacha. Okay? You guys ready for this? Yeah? Okay, here we go. Until now we said that according to the Gra, this is the general understanding, conventional understanding according to the Gra, it is a mitzvah kiyumis. I'm not obligated to eat matzah the rest of the holiday, but if I do, I get a mitzvah. Look here in source number 11. The Avnei Nezer. You guys familiar with the Avnei Nezer? Who was the Avnei Nezer? Rishon, Achron, what are we talking about? He's definitely not both. What is that? Achron. He's an Achron. 1900s. So pretty late. The Sochet Shavu Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer. Okay. So he says like this. Look at this. Check this out. He says, "Unihi dechol achag rishus." He says, granted that the entire holiday is a rishus, he says as follows: "Yesh lomar dehainu imrotza shelo lechol lechem klal arishus biyano." If a person doesn't want to eat any lechem, then he has that option. Aval. If he wanted to eat lechem, sarich she'ia lemoni. If he wants to eat lechem, then it has to be lechem oni. Kemo rishus de sukkah, just like the rishus of sukkah. Kol shiv dehainu imrotz shelo lechol dvar matzrichim sukkah. Then he can. Aval mochol dvar matzrichim sukkah chayev lechol besukkah achinami bezeh. What's he saying here? He's saying a little differently than what we said before. What's he saying here? No, he's comparing, saying it's exactly like sukkah. Is sukkah a mitzvah kiyumis after the first night? That you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but if you do, you get a mitzvah? That's true. But is it really a mitzvah kiyumis? You can understand it differently. Like someone said over there, raised the issue of tzitzis.
If you're
thinking about tzitzis, you're not mechuyev to go ahead and put on a four-cornered garment. But if you put on a four-cornered garment, then you are chayev to wear tzitzis. It's like an optional mitzvah chiyuvis, right? You don't have to put yourself in that situation, but if you do, then it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, not a mitzvah chiyumis. So sukkah is, in a sense, the same way. You don't have to eat a full meal. But if you do, then you are mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. It's not really optional. It's optional to eat a full meal, but it's not, once you're eating a full meal, it's not optional anymore. Now it's a chiyuvis. So said the Avnei Nevi, the same thing by matzah. Now you're not mechuyev to eat lechem during the holiday of Pesach, after the first night. But if you go ahead and eat lechem, you're mechuyev to make it into to make sure it's matzah, as opposed to chametz. It's a little bit of a different definition. Yeah, you follow that? Follow that nuance there? Yes?
Yeah. Isn't that a different issue? Isn't he just formulating the issur of chametz in a different way? Or is he saying...
No, he's saying that once you're eating bread, so you're mechuyev to eat matzah. In other words, it's like a conditional mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis that kicks in when you decide to eat bread.
What does it mean that you decide to eat bread on Pesach? You can't decide to eat bread. You're going to decide to have a meal.
Matzah is a form of bread. There's chametz thick of bread and there's Pesach thick bread.
So why does he actually... Maybe he's saying that if you decide to have a meal, you have to eat matzah.
He's saying if you want to eat bread. I'll give you the nachamina, okay? Is there a type of bread that's not chametz and not matzah? Is there such a thing? Does that exist? So Avnei Nezer claims that there is such a thing as that. Okay, that's really matzah. Really, it's matzah. Okay? But there's such a thing, so I'll tell you what it's called. It's called, Avnei Nezer claims, called matzah ashira. You ever heard of matzah ashira? Like egg matzah. What's the deal with egg matzah? Or fruit juice matzah? Okay, so let's understand this. Good. So the problem is that the Gemara says like this. If you take flour, instead of kneading it with water, you knead it with egg, or you knead it with fruit juice, pure fruit juice. So the Gemara says it won't become chametz. But then the Gemara seems to say that it will become chametz. So a lot of confusion about this issue. What's going on here? So some say it depends if you also put water in, then it becomes chametz faster or not. La halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that matzah shir, egg matzah, is kosher lePesach. You can eat it on Pesach. But it's not called lechem oni, poor man's bread. So matzah shira is rich. It's richer. It's not just flour and water. You can't be yotzei mitzvah matzah. The Ramah says, no, Ashkenazim, we don't eat it at all, unless you're old and infirm or sick or something like that. Okay, so if you're Ashkenazi, you should not eat egg matzah on Pesach at all, even after the first night. So why not? What's wrong with it? It's not chametz. So the Mishnah Berurah says the pshat is that we're concerned, we're chashish, that maybe they did put in water and fruit juice, or water and eggs, or maybe even if they didn't, who knows, maybe it really does become chametz. So it's a chametz problem. Avnei Nezer doesn't, he probably wrote this before the Mishnah Berurah was published, but he doesn't go for that. So you know what Avnei Nezer says? He says, here you have an example of something which is not classified as matzah. Why? Because matzah means lechem oni. So it's not matzah. But it's also not chametz. Okay. So now we have to understand this. If we hold that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah kol shiva, which we said is machlokes, not so pasha. If we do hold that, so if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, so if I do it, I get a mitzvah. If I don't do it, nothing happens. So as long as I'm not eating chametz, I'm okay. If I eat matzah ashira, maybe that's not good enough for mitzvah's matzah, but I'm also not eating chametz, so I'm fine. There's no difference between potatoes and matzah shira. Okay, unless there's a chashash of chametz. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, you know, will claim. Says Avnei Nezer, no. You know what? Once you're eating lechem, you're mechuyev to eat a certain type of lechem. Matzah. And matzah shira is not called matzah. It's not lechem oni. So that's why. It says, if you eat matzah shira, according to Ashkenazim, You're like mevat on the mitzvah of matzah the rest of the holiday. Okay, because it's a conditional mitzvah chiyuvis. That once you eat lechem, you're mechuyev to eat dafka lechem only. Yeah, you hear that?
Okay. You eat both? Are you allowed to, according to that definition, do you asher lechem as part of your matzah meal?
According to that, again, if you say this approach, then in theory, maybe. And the Ramah, again, the Ramah said, we're trying to explain why the Ramah says not to do it. But in theory, why not? According to this approach, not. So again, we now have two approaches here. One is that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and here we have conditional mitzvah kiyumis. Okay, and again, the question is going to be, if you hold it's a mitzvah or not, do you want to go ahead and make sure you eat some matzah over the course of the rest of the rest of the holiday? I think there's another way to understand this issue also. If you look at number 12, so there's a sefer, well-known sefer called Shut Oneg Yomtiv. Okay, if you look there, I'm not going to read it together with you. If you look there, so he seems to say a little bit of a different hagdara. Okay? He says, when it comes to mitzvahs matzah, there's two kiyumim. It's two kiyumim. One is simply eating matzah, eating lechem only. And the other is that you're actively eating something which is not chametz. Okay, if you look, I'll tell you what. Let's look in the first small paragraph there. It says the mitzvah asay the matzah hayiratzan atarul l'shtei yonim. Two things. Ha'echad number one shelo yochel chametz. Uvamash sheino maniach la'achmetz akizayis shochel porish atzmo miyisur chametz u'mekayim lo sochel chametz shigam zeh mitzvah. He says there's an active kiyum of not eating chametz. You could theoretically just have potatoes, and then you passively avoid chametz. But if you eat matzah, you're actively being mekayim, not having chametz. And in addition to that, he says, "Inyan hasheni sheikayim achilas matzah." Now there's a Gemara. He quotes from Makos, but it's also in Kiddushin. What did people learn Torah Shraga this year? Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbos. I don't think it's in Shabbos. But it's a famous idea that if a person avoids aveira, that is a certain. That in a certain sense is like a mitzvah. Right? If you have a Yetzirah attack, and you win, and you avoid the Aveira, so then that in of itself is a mitzvah. So that's true of all Aveiros and all mitzvahs. All Aveiros, I guess. Says on a Yom Tov, but this is different than that. He quotes that Gemara. He says, when you go out and eat matzah, it's not just that you could have eaten chametz, and you didn't. So Yeshikayach, you could have eaten pig, and you could have eaten, basar b'chalav. And you also could have eaten chametz, and you didn't. So Yeshikayach. He says it's more than that. There's an active kiyum of eating bread which isn't chametz. That when you eat matzah, you're actively mekayim something. Okay, but this is a little bit of even a different definition. Now just to sharpen, I'm going to give you a few halachic issues, and you'll tell me what you think should be the halach.
According to this, would there be a mitzvah of eating lechem asher then? Because you're actively eating a bread that's not chametz.
Okay, good. Second, actively eating non-chametz bread. Nafka minas. Let's talk about nafka minas. Okay. Matzah ashira. Okay. Very good. According to the different definitions, we'll have to arrive at a different conclusion about this issue, like Daniel says. Right? This formulation says that when you're eating bread, you're mechuyev to eat matzah. So if we're going to define matzah as lechem oni, conditional mitzvah chiyuvis, to eat matzah, if you're having bread, eat matzah, which is lechem oni. So if you have matzah ashira, you are actively violating the mitzvah saseh of having matzah once you're eating bread. But according to this definition, what's the kiyum? The kiyum is eating non-chametz dik bread. So then, if you have matzah shir, as long as not chametz, that's good, yeah? That's why there's a distinction. Again, he's saying it's different than that. For every aveira, you get a mitzvah if you have a yetzahara and you conquer it. But for chametz, even if you don't have a yetzahara, if you eat pesach dik, non-chametz dik bread, you mekayim a mitzvah. Okay, yeah.
For women, if the mitzvah is for them not to eat chametz, then that's like a more of a negative mitzvah than a mitzvah aser. So then they shouldn't be chayav in it.
Okay, you want to say it should depend
like
if it's a mitzvah aser shazman grama.
The same thing about Shabbos that they're chayav because there's an iser to do malacha, right?
Okay, it's an interesting suggestion. Some hold that really when we say mitzvah sasei shazman grama, we mean active mitzvahs. And when we say mitzvah lo sasei shazman grama, we mean passive mitzvahs. So this is active. So I don't know if there would be chayav. But on the other hand, they're chayav on the first night. So if we're saying it's an extension of the first night to the rest of the holiday on a rishus level, so then maybe they would be chayav. Okay, but here's one. You ready for this? What kind of matzah? Any matzah is good enough on the first night? So we talked about matzah ashir. Well, let's say it's not matzah ashir. It's regular bread. Matzah, which is made out of flour and water. So all matzahs are good enough to be yotzei in this one? To be shmura matzah. Shmura matzah. Why is that to be shmura matzah? So we said there's two aspects of shmura matzah. Right? One is to make sure it's not chametz. You protected your shomer from being chametz. The other is that it has to be lishma, l'shem matzah's mitzvah. What would you say? If there's a mitzvah the rest of the holiday, again, which we say is machlokas. If there's a mitzvah, so would it have to be matzah that was made lishma, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, or any matzah, even if it was not shmura matzah? What would you say?
Yes.
I gave you two options. You can't say yes.
The former.
It has to be shmura matzah. Why? Okay, fine. Do you think it might have to depend on these different definitions of what the mitzvah would be? The answer is going to be yes, otherwise I wouldn't ask
you.
But I want you to tell me how. Yeah, let's get the minds, the wheels turning over here. Yeah?
Again, according to the third definition, you don't have to have shmura matzah.
Okay, if the whole kiyum is eating non-chametzik bread, so as long as it's not chametz, it makes no difference if it was made with any special kavanas. If the mitzvah is, just like on the first night, on a chiyuv level, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah, with all the definitions of what it means to have matzah's mitzvah, and on the rest of the holiday, you have an anesvikiyumis level. So then, you'd have to eat matzah shmura the entire holiday. And there are those who are makpit to only have shmura matzah the entire Pesach. So this is one reason. They're assuming like this, that it's a mitzvah kiyumis the whole rest of the holiday. So therefore, and they're assuming that just like on the first night, it's the same thing as on the first night, just it's on a kiyum level as opposed to a chiyuv level. So therefore, there has to be only matzah shmura. Okay, that makes Pesach a lot more expensive. Yeah.
But according to the second definition, you define factory made matzah as lechemoni.
According to this, well, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Is only handmade matzah?
Maybe matzah. When we're saying matzah, according to this, if he insists that it would be lechemoni, maybe he would also insist that it would be shmura matzah.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a distinction between the first two and the third.
So how do we define lechemoni?
All the requirements of matzah's mitzvah.
Okay.
Good. Here's another one. Listen to this. I was just thinking about this. I haven't seen much discussion of this. I saw a little bit of discussion of it, but I haven't seen much. Yeah?
But if we're saying that matzah is a mitzvah, just because we're actively not eating chametz, then intrinsically matzah itself is a mitzvah. It becomes a mitzvah. So then anyway, you have to shmura. Once you're saying that matzah is a mitzvah, no matter what reason matzah becomes a mitzvah.
If you're defining it as a mitzvah of the same mitzvah of achilas matzah on the first night, just you're not obligated to, it's optional, you can opt in, so then the definition of matzah is the same as the matzah you need on the first night. If you're defining it as a different type of a mitzvah, which is non-chametz dikke bread, which is an active kiyama mitzvah, so then as long as it's not chametz, it doesn't have to be matzah's mitzvah. Okay? We can talk about it later if you want to talk about it further. Here's another one, listen to this. I haven't seen much discussion at this point, but I was thinking about it. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim wonders as follows. You ever wonder about this? At the Seder, we have matzah, and then we have maror, and then we have matzah and maror. So why don't you just cut to the chase, and just get to the sandwich, and have korich. Just have korich. You don't have to have matzah and then maror. You can do it all at once, all together. That's what Hillel used to do, right? Kachos Hillel. It's Manshe Beis HaMikdash Kayam. So So why don't we do that also? Just have korech and you're mekayim both mitzvahs together. Yeah.
So when you're having the first matzah alone, you're completing the independent mitzvah of matzah, where it's not dependent on like the korban pesach. And then when you're having the korech sandwich, you're having the matzah which was dependent on the korban pesach.
So it's true that korech is a zecher back in the day when we had pesach and matzah and mar. Hey, but Bismana said we could do the same thing without the korban pesach. So we'll just be yotze what we have, which is matzah and mar, yeah?
Can you ask two brachos for each one?
Okay, so I'll make two brachos. Anyway, I'm making two brachos. I make hamotzi and alachilas matzah. Right. So I'll make also hamotzi, alachilas matzah, alachilas mar. And I'll go. Yeah?
Because the matzah that you make the
hamotzi
on, I think you make the
brachon
is
shmur
matzah, and the rest of the sandwich can be...
So I use shmur matzah, maybe. People use shmur matzah for the korich also. So I'll tell you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no. Because bizman hazeh, matzah is deoraisa, maror is derabbanon. Why is maror derabbanon? Because maror, the only time the Torah tells us to eat maror, it says, eat your korban pesach with matzah and maror. So if you don't have a korban pesach, no mitzvah min haTorah of maror. So maror is derabbanon. That being the case, look on the second line there, in source number 13. And towards the end of the second line, since they're on different levels, the taste of the maror goes ahead and to some degree obscures or masks the taste of the matzah. You wouldn't be yotzei mitzvahs matzah. That's what Torah says. If you want to do both with korich, you're not yotzei matzah. Okay, because maror is on a lower level, Tosus points out, obviously, if you have something which is not even a mitzvah at all, let's say you have your charosis. Make a nice charosis sandwich on the matzah, and that's your mitzvah of matzah. You're not yotze, because the charosis is not a mitzvah, so you're going to go ahead, the taste of the charosis will mask the matzah, and you're not yotze. Okay? Good? So here's my open question. I'm not giving psaka piskei halacha. Let's say you want to have, the rest of the holiday, you want to have matzah and cream cheese sandwich. Matzah, cream cheese, famous. So, are you yotze? Let's say you assume that there is a mitzvah of matzah the entire holiday. Are you yotze that mitzvah if you have it together with cream cheese? I'm raising it as a question. I don't know. So there's a different Tosus where Tosus claims it's because maror is very strong taste. I don't know if our maror is such strong taste, but it's a very strong taste. That's why. So we have to figure out how strong is the taste of cream cheese. How much cream cheese do you put on? Some people have like matzah and cream cheese. Some people have cream cheese and matzah. I don't know. So we'll have to figure out. Okay, but I think it may depend on these different definitions of the mitzvah. How so? What do you guys say? You guys agree with me? If you hold it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's the same mitzvah as on the first night, just on a kiyum level as opposed to a chiyuv level. So what should be the halacha? What? Then we would say the same thing as on the first night. That if you have something else with it, which masks the taste to some degree, then you're not yotze. What about if you hold that the whole mitzvah is actively eating non-chomes digger bread? Are you eating non-chomes digger bread?
Yeah.
You are. L'maisa, you are. Right? So maybe a possibility, I don't know, I'm raising it as a possibility. Maybe another nafkamina will be the famous cream cheese and matzah sandwich. In other words, if you want to be yotzei this mitzvah, do you have to have matzah by itself? Or is it good enough to have to consume matzah at any level? Okay? Okay. So we discussed this issue. Is there a mitzvah of matzah the entire holiday? What are some practical nafkaminas? Let's just talk for one moment a little bit hashkafa. Why would there be such a thing as a mitzvah which is obligatory first night, and then it becomes optional? You can opt in, but you don't have to. Well, again, this is on the level of Tamei HaMitzvahs. But why should we have such a thing? Why should we have such a thing? Yeah.
So that you feel like you're doing it yourself.
Okay.
You don't feel like you're doing it, right?
Okay.
Like if the first night is how we get for the right? Then the rest of it is so that you feel like you're doing it yourself.
Okay, very good. I like we'll expand on that. Yeah.
Well, in the same night, the whole theme is, if it's the team that's right, the loss is intrinsic to that. So connected directly, all the other day, that time of the story, it's nice to theme everything, but it's not like directly connected.
Okay, good. So you want to say like this, that maybe matzah is two aspects of achilas matzah. One is matzah in and of itself, And one is the role that matzah plays in the entire process of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's unique to us. Okay, awesome. Very nice. Good. Excellent. Raf, you want to say something?
To think that matzah would be a mitzvah for the rest of the 7 days would kind of be like mahudr for the fact that you're doing it for the first day. Like, that kind of validates your first eating of the matzah as being kavuos, and then the rest of the day is kind of like, I guess it's like a nicer thing to be doing that during the rest of the 7 days.
I don't know if I fully understand what you're trying to say.
I thought you were asking why would we continue eating matzah the rest of the 7 days if we see if you hold that it's only a chiyuvos on the first night.
I'm saying, well, yeah, we hold that it's only a chiyuvos on the first night. If you hold that it's still a mitzvah, if there's nothing after that, so fine, okay, there's just a mitzvah on the first night. If there is a mitzvah, but it drops down from chiyuvos to kiyumis, so why? What does that tell us? Again, this is just on the level of Tamei HaMitzvos. This is... Okay. What is it? Yeah? Chivuv HaMitzvah. So it just shows that we love it. It's more maybe connected a little bit to what Mikey was saying. Okay, so just to frame what you guys... I think also an excellent answer, Mikey and Shimon. That, maybe say like this, that Pesach is when we started our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a national level. We became a nation. We became Mitzuvim. Right? Parshas HaChodesh, yesterday we read... was the first real tzivuyim to the Jewish people as a nation. Right? We had Rosh Chodesh, we had Korban Pesach, and we had Matzah and Maror. And the only one that, we have Rosh Chodesh nowadays as well, but the only one of the Pesach-related mitzvahs that we still have is Matzah at a Torah level. Okay? So maybe this is something about, if this is the mitzvah with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts our relationship on a national level, as Mitzuvim, maybe it tells us something about that relationship. And maybe that relationship really comprises both aspects. On the one hand, we're mitzuvim, we're commanded, and it's obligatory, and we don't have a choice. And at the same time, once you have that foundation, once you have that basis, so we should choose it, we should opt in, right? You see this even in Matan Torah. Where do you see this in Matan Torah? Medrash claims, Hashem held the mountain over our heads, as the Medrash says, and we're forced into it. And we also said Nasiv and Ishma. And it's really both. And this is a very, very important, fundamental thing to understand about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That on the one hand, we're obligated. That's the way it is. We have to realize that we have no say in the matter. We're forced. We're mitzuvim. And that's okay. And at the same time, we're supposed to go ahead and we're supposed to say, you know what? I love it. I want this. And we're supposed to choose it. We're supposed to go ahead and make that choice of our own free will. So maybe that's reflected here in the midst of matzah. First night, tzivu. And after that, now that you have that basis, that foundation, go ahead and opt in. See if you could go ahead and choose to go ahead and develop that relationship further and to be mekayim and mitzvah. So hopefully we'll all reach that level of recognizing that we're mitzuvim and also wanting it and loving it and opting in the more and more that as much as we possibly can, both in Mrs. Matzah and in mitzvahs in general. Yashar koyach. Have a wonderful rest of the day and enjoy your stay.